Across the map. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Everybody's wondering what's Thanksgiving week going to be like and through the weekend. And the answer is it depends. It depends on a couple of storm systems. So because we don't want anyone to get stranded while we have many things to dive into, let's talk about this at the top of this show. A huge storm is already blamed for at least 8 deaths in the West because it's hit Oklahoma, parts of Texas, New Mexico, and other parts of the Southwest. After it gets through the Southwest, they're talking about the Arctic mass. You know how you see your weather guy waving his hand around, getting all excited. His eyes look like they're going to pop out of his head. And then he's got all kinds of a mess, and he shows you where it's purple on the map. It's supposed to head south and east. So that goes into Tuesday and Wednesday. And Wednesday especially is when people are on the road or they're going to the airports for really the busiest travel day of the year. Thanksgiving, even more than Christmas or any of the other holidays, is the worst time for travel. It's because so many people travel on Thanksgiving. So at DFW, our second biggest airport in Dallas in the United States, they already canceled 300 flights because they were worried about the storm and planes getting in from other places. So some people have already been stranded and had to be re-racked. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning. Some of that they've toned down for chunks and parts of Texas, especially because this is going to roll through Texas and hit the rest of the United States, some of the places I mentioned south, and then heading east. So it's interesting to watch what's happening. I think you're going to see probably a lot of rain. Maybe I'm hearkening back to my weather days when I lived in Kearney, Nebraska. But it's interesting because everywhere you flip around, if you were flipping around today, you did any of the couch potato stuff, that's what you heard about, the weather. I thought it was like I was on the Weather Channel. It was crazy. That's all anyone was talking about. Ooh, Thanksgiving. And it makes sense because so many people travel, as I've already said. The warning's already out there. We'll see. We'll see if some of those temperatures change. All right, the other big deal really in the weekend was Israel freaking out over this deal with Iran. And, you know, we've been talking about enrichment and what is Iran doing and all that stuff for a very long time. In fact, I've been talking about Iran and the Ayatollahs and the politics of Iran since I jumped on the airwaves with America Tonight. So the huffing, the puffing, and everything else in between might be done. But now, with a nuclear agreement, Israel feels a little bit isolated. Bibi Netanyahu, never shy about expressing his opinion, was quick to go on the record about this Iran deal that I'm going to break down for you in just a second. But listen to what he had to say.
What's concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake.
So he says it's a mistake. Iran decided to offer to negotiate an end to the threat of war. So it's like manic excitement with U.S. politicians across the board, really, in the U.S. and the European Union. But the only person who's not very excited about it is the guy you just heard, Israel, 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 feeling like, hey, we're going this alone. So Geneva's called for the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. They're calling his bluff. They're saying that he can bash Iran if he wants to, but that means Israel is the only nuclear nation in the Middle East. Well, that's it. He's going to be on his own when planes take off, they say, to bomb Iran's nuclear plants, because Netanyahu has had his eyes on those plants for a long time. And Netanyahu doesn't trust Iran. He says it's the most dangerous regime in the world. Even if they took a significant step towards obtaining the world's most dangerous weapon, Netanyahu has decided that this euphoria is premature, and that now we may see, this is what I think, he didn't say this, but this is what I think, we already have thawed relations well, I shouldn't say thawed. We already have sort of frozen relations with Israel. Now I bet it gets worse. I think we're going to see a big, big change in our relationship with Israel. So now this is a whole nuclear agreement thing. And it's going to, there's so many moving parts to this that it's going to take time to flush really most of this out. And you got to, it's, do you trust President Rouhani, who is now the president of Iran? So Ahmadinejad, we know, is gone. His terms are over, and it's a new regime. And he claims it's a new day. And we say Iran doesn't have the right to enrichment. Iran insists that it does. Now they're talking about percentages of enrichment that will have to be examined more carefully now than they were before. That's part of the agreement. So Rouhani or the Ayatollah Khamenei, who's the supreme leader, he's the guy who always hovers and has plenty of power. He has really more power over the elected official, the president, which would be Rouhani. He says that the fear of an Iranian nuclear weapon will be seen in the future as a historical joke. That's what Rouhani basically is saying, loose translation. But Netanyahu says the opposite. He says what's happened in Geneva will prove to be, as you just heard, a historic mistake. So who's the winner in all of this? I mean, how crazy is this? Iran now comes back in. Israel is standing way out by itself. And this deal could certainly end the relationship, I think, or make it strained with the U.S. But these are big, big, big. I mean, this is big news. Some of the details, like I said, by the time they triangulate it, it's going to take a long time. I mean, at least 6 months or so, who knows, because they got to hammer it all out. This is six world powers and Iran. And we don't even know all, we don't know the loose details for sure. But Israel is not participating. They did not participate, but they know what's going on. That's why Netanyahu commented. The White House called the nuclear agreement an initial six-month step. They say over the next couple of months and on through, world powers and Iran are going to try to reach a final agreement that would ensure that Iran never, never develops a nuclear bomb. Part of the deal would have to be to limit Iran's existing stockpiles of enriched uranium. It would have to curb the centrifuges, the capabilities of them, right? Because that's how you enrich this stuff. And it would have to limit their ability to produce weapons-grade plutonium from a reactor. They'd have to do that. So what do you think? Good deal, bad deal, or eh? You're kind of on the fence. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power. Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Thanks for kicking off the week with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. So the big buzz this week in Washington, a very short week because Thanksgiving, will be over this deal with Iran and whether it was a good deal and negotiating, being part of the six powers, and what will it mean? Do we really trust the situation in Iran? All of this is going to be chewed on, I think, for the next couple of days. And beyond that, because by the time the whole deal is done, is rolled out, I keep saying this, it'll take 6 months or more. It's not going to happen the speed of lightning. And it's all about the little particulars in it and trusting that this is going to happen. And Netanyahu, that's why he says it's a historic mistake, because he does not trust what's happened in this deal. Former House Intelligence Committee Chair Pete Hoekstra agrees. He said that he's skeptical of a deal where Iran would get $4.2 billion and limited sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Because, aha, that's the other part of this. They're getting some money. So you want your $4 mil? You want your $4.2 mil? Then you're not going to enrich uranium to the point of we know that you have enough for the capacity of a nuclear weapon. I think Netanyahu believes they're so close that they may already have it anyway. And the trust is definitely not there. So Hoekstra says, you know, they might or might not be able to abide the limitations on their nuclear program, but they're getting relief of sanctions. So they'll continue to fight anything that's going on in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. What's the advantage of that? He has a point. So, okay, we're going to hand over the dough to you, and Jesus is great, Ronnie, and we're going to make this happen. It's an interim accord, by the way, because you can push the sanctions back on if Iran's caught cheating, but we have spy satellites and certain capacities, but you think if they want to get away with it, they could get away with it somehow? So this is the deal. This is what they're going to get, supposedly. Let me just break this down a little bit more. Iran's going to get limited sanctions relief on gold, petrochemicals, and automobiles as part of the agreement. As I said, it's a 6-month deal. They'll stop enriching uranium to that level that I mentioned, the high level. They'll dismantle any of the links between the network centrifuges, because that's part of what becomes a nuclear warhead. And any uranium that's been enriched further would be diluted or converted so it couldn't be used for arms. So you think of Pete Hoekstra. He's been in the House for 8 terms, right? And he says Iran, he agrees with Netanyahu. Iran is the winner. It's like an early Christmas, although they don't celebrate Christmas. They get relief of the sanctions, and that starts immediately. They get the break right now, today. They get to move money around, is what he's saying. They start to move the money around. They get materials in the country that are going to alleviate some of the problems they've had with the sanctions. So this is the hurry-up plan. This is the James Bond movie where Dr. No immediately can develop a weapon. And this is what he thinks, that they're ready to prop this up. So when, and he asks a very good question. We're giving all this. It's like we're at the poker table. So we've conceded for the greater good. Okay, so we're giving you all of this. We're giving you your buy-in money. We're giving you all this leeway. What are you giving us right now? When do we get access to the nuclear programs? When do we make sure they're stopping their programs or have stopped them? And he says, let's see where they are in 12 months. Remember what happened in Libya. Remember what happened in Egypt and Iraq. And here's the thing. So where do we measure success with? This is what Hoekstra is saying. He's saying that this is the problem. Their measuring stick is broke because it didn't work in Egypt. It didn't work in Libya. It was disastrous. It didn't work in Iraq. It hasn't been good what's happened afterwards. And he even threw, for good measure, he threw in Obamacare. So let's see. Let's see what they do. I think Hoekstra has a point. They have to immediately, and hopefully we'll negotiate this, they have to immediately have access to Iran's nuclear program. Because if they don't, what good is it? I mean, listen, because they can scramble, and they've been scrambling for a while now. So I understand the skepticism. I understand the skepticism. But you know what? Is this a step in the right direction? If Ron Paul were still a congressman from Texas, remember, he was the one jumping up and down and screaming about this when everyone was saying, bomb the snot out of Iran. You know, just do it. Just get over there. You know, raise some muscle. And he was the one who said, no, 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 negotiate, have conversations. Why are we not negotiating? Why aren't we doing that? So if Ron Paul were still a congressman from Texas, I think he would like this deal or parts of it. I mean, he might say the same thing as Hoekstra in a sense where, okay, so what have we put in place to make sure that we're not getting ripped off? How do we make sure, you know, this Rouhani character, who we know is not the ultimate supreme leader, he's the president, how do we know that they're not pulling a fast one on us? Because time is of the essence. If they've already got things in play and they're moving them around, or do you trust that, no, 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 they're laughing in our faces because they never were working on a nuclear weapon, and they were seriously just enriching uranium and wanted to do that for nuclear power, and they were insulted by the cries that they were coming up with a nuclear weapon. And Netanyahu wants no parts of it, doesn't buy it, would tomorrow love to go over and, I think, bomb any nuclear sites in Iran. I think he'd like to have his jets up there scrambled and do that. So what are some of the other reactions? It is a little bit squishy. There is wiggle room for Iran. There is no doubt about that. wasn't the idea to try to have the conversation, though? So there's a six-month deal now. The United States doesn't have the leverage because they're easing the economic sanctions. And there is no definite deconstruction of centrifuges. So are they going to be able to replace the centrifuges that are inoperable? Is this a move in the right direction? Does this prevent? Here's the question you have to ask yourself. And as Americans, you have to be concerned about this. You know, I didn't grow up in the duck and cover age, but, and I haven't, in my mind, I'm not paranoid about being blown to bits by a nuclear weapon, but that's naive to think if you don't have, naive in the sense that you have to have protections in place in case. And who, if anyone, would use the nuclear option? Is it a trap? Iran gets the better of this deal right now, there's no doubt, because Iran's economy was, this is why they're doing the deal, let's face it, unemployment is out of control, and they've had a whole bunch of problems related to the sanctions, finally. It's taken that much time because the sanctions are rough. So we have trusted them before, and we have been misled. Can we trust them now? Are they in hiding developing the weapons? Or some of their friends developing the weapons? And let's see what the rest of the Middle East has to say. We know Israel is not right with this deal. But what about the other countries? What about some of the other countries? Of course, some of them have no sense of, they're more chaotic, like Egypt is chaotic, and Syria is somewhat chaotic at this point, and Libya is chaotic. Iraq supposedly has things under control, and what about Afghanistan? I mean, is this the worst possible outcome, or is this the right outcome? Do you trust it? You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, or give me a jingle at 855-266-5283. We're filling in the blanks next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. In a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good night, mama. And get your fantasy. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Ah, we're back at it in the salt mines, getting ready for Turkey Day. Seems like it's almost upon us, and it is. How did we get here? My mind is still back in the summer. I don't know about you, but a lot has happened since then. What a year 2013 has been, and we'll look back at some of the key moments, the highs and the lows for sure. Coming up later this week, the biggest turkeys in sports, politics, just life in general. Who would you put on your turkey list? Coming up later on this show, we do Matt's highlights in the NFL. He does such a great job, and what a crazy week it was in the NFL. You know, we do the nail the score thing on Wednesday into Thursday, really Thursday in the AM in the third hour, the last two segments. That's where our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in or send us an email once it's announced and tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So our nail the score game this time around was the Giants and the Cowboys. And the Giants and the Cowboys played in a late afternoon game on Sunday. And the Cowboys beat the Giants to tie the Eagles in the NFC East, a.k.a. the East, and the final score, 24-21. Nobody had 24-21. In fact, very few people had Dallas. Almost everybody had the Giants. I had the Giants 27-21, and Rick in Illinois had the G-Men 24-13. Dale had the Giants 24-10. RC had the Giants 34-27. Pete in Texas did have Dallas, but 28-19. And then we had a bunch of other people, including Luke, who did have Dallas, but he said the final score was going to be 32-15. So it was not, that was not the score. So it was a crazy week in the NFL. A couple of overtime games. And one, a huge surprise. You'll hear that when we hit up the highlights, Matt's highlight package. That comes up in our next hour at the tail end of the hour. But once again, nobody has nailed the score in the last 4 years since I've been on the network. Twice we've had winners, though. Twice we've had Chris in Connecticut and Dave in Vermont. So we do have winners. We have had a winner. You could be a winner next time around. It could be you. Close, but no cigar. Nobody nailed the score. So we started off a little bit about the weather. People worried about winter storm, a big winter storm coming to the south and to the northeast. But I say, brace yourself. You might be disappointed. The weathermen are hysterical over it, and women. Wherever you turn, wherever I turn today, it was all about that. In fact, in Dallas, where the satellite facility is for America Tonight, they had salt trucks out, worried about that there's going to be sleet and then it's going to be icy on overpass and all that stuff. And I think they had something like 30 trucks, but they cut that number in half when they saw that the weather wasn't as frightening as they thought it was going to be. But there still are a couple of days to play with here, and the weather patterns can change on a dime. It just depends on a degree here, a degree there with a low system. So you might see that. I think in the Midwest you're going to see some weather too. I just hope that nobody has an avalanche of snow at the wrong time when they're trying to make their way somewhere on a very crowded, crazy day on the roads, you know, Wednesday, even Thursday sometimes can be that way, in trying to get somewhere for Thanksgiving. In fact, what's interesting is, and I have traveled a lot on Thanksgiving, and it is jammed. I've done it on the roads, and I've done it in the air, and I'm not doing it this year, but I can remember last year what it was like, and it was crazy at the airport. It was. It was crazy trying to get from point A to point B, but no delays. That's the key thing, because if you have the weather, that affects the flights before, and then it gets, you know, then all of a sudden you get backed up, and you know what that's like. All right, speaking of an effect, what's going to be the effect of this deal with Iran? There are a lot of opinions that are heating up as to whether or not this deal is worth it for the United States and really going to do anything with Iran. Are they just playing us as fools because they're getting money and the sanctions, they're lifting the sanctions immediately? Chuck Schumer was another one who was critical. He said he was disappointed by the deal and that new sanctions were more likely. So not trusting that Iran is going to hold its end of the bargain up. That what happened in Geneva, he says, it doesn't seem proportional because Iran simply freezes nuclear capabilities, but we reduce the sanctions. And the reason I think that there's a lot of skepticism, especially, is because Iran is starting to feel the effects of the sanctions. The unemployment is sky high. There's disillusionment. They're having massive problems in a lot of different directions. So it is disproportionate because the sanctions finally worked. I always thought the sanctions were such nonsense because it never seemed to in any way chip away at that country. But finally they were chipping away at the country. So they come to the table, but now they have no pressure. Psychologically, how does that affect that country? So what happens with Congress? I mean, are there more sanctions? Are there more goals to go after Iran? You know, this is interesting stuff because actually now when they're off, there'll be some time to digest this and then come back. And I think that the conversation is going to turn nasty when it comes to Iran. I think you're going to find that, you know, there's going to be some bipartisan agreement on it that this was not the right way to go because they didn't really have to give anything up. Even the ex-CIA chief, General Michael Hayden, is criticizing the deal, saying it's only going to delay their nuclear program. It's not going to derail it in any way, that it's practically, in fact, the worst of all possible outcomes because now you have a nuclear capable state. So he's saying this was the worst thing that could have happened. And we'll see. In the end, someone pays the price for this. This is why Netanyahu has just gone berserk over this. I'd love to be, you know, we used to do a segment, Fly on the Wall. You'd hear a little fly buzzing. Bzzz. If I was a fly on the wall, I would love to hear his private conversations with, you know, the second in line with Netanyahu and what he's really saying about this. I'm sure he is fumed. Well, we know he's fumed. But I think it's even probably 10 times worse in private. So our Secretary of State, John Kerry, says it's better to hit the pause button than the delete button. It's the best thing we could do here. But the ex-general and the former CIA director says no, 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 because you've got a nuclear-capable state. So now this is time. They're putting their nuclear capability and a nuclear weapon together and the reality. And it doesn't really roll anything back 6 months to limit nuclear activity in exchange for relief on sanctions. So it contradicts our alignment with the Sunni Muslims and Israelis in that area. And so those groups are naturally upset. And it seems like a lot of former state people and military folks are saying that the lifting of the sanctions was just stupid. That until all the demands to roll back the nuclear programs were met, they shouldn't have done that. That we just totally handed everything over. I love what Negroponte said, the former Secretary of State. He said, this is the best analogy of all. I wish I had come up with this. He said, I think what worries a number of people is that we might get salami sliced and that the Iranians are going to engage in tactics, dilatory tactics, then seek some more momentary relief from sanctions. So he completely says that this was bungled. And by doing this, it's a clanker. It puts us right in the middle of where we didn't want to be, that there's no winner here. So reasonable, not reasonable, or did the president play into the hands of radicals? Have we negotiated ourselves into a position of weakness when it comes to Iran? You know, somebody said, and somebody wrote me an email over the weekend, and this came to me from Jack listening in Texas, not Jake, because we have a Jake that always emails us. It came to me from Jack, and he said, people forget about the IEDs that have killed American soldiers and maimed so many in Iraq. Where did they come from? Iran. They came from Iran. How long were they there? 10 years. So how can we trust that they're not going to make a bomb? Because it's the same group of people that crippled and slaughtered our military. So why did we cut this kind of a deal? All right, as I said, you can comment just like Jack did, americatonight.net. Go there, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Or 855-266-5283. We're hitting the final turn. Stay with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For the show, and like I said, the big buzz really for the next week is going to be what happened with Iran, and was this a stupid deal, and why did we let go of the sanctions and just assume that all was going to be well and this would turn out in our favor? In other words, this would talk them out of the trees and possibly developing a nuclear weapon. And I tend to agree it's not a bad idea to have the conversation. I agree with what the former congressman from Texas said. But was this the wrong way to end the conversation? And it may turn out that it has the opposite effect. Is there going to be a wild sort of race for arms in the Middle East because of this? Instead of a good faith effort thing, is this going to turn into a big divide? And it could, because it's all about who do you trust. You know, that whole thing about keeping your enemies close and your friends even closer. Well, when it comes to weapons of mass destruction, I think you can't do enough to know or to protect your own assets and to realize what is out there. And we certainly realize what is out there with Iran. I think that the note that I got from Jack is on target because he makes a point. Yeah, remember, they're the guys that developed the IEDs that literally have ruined thousands of Americans' lives because of the dirty warfare, what happened, and the change in what we encountered going over to the Middle East, Iraq, and then, of course, Afghanistan after that, but really Iraq, because that's where Iran was pushing weapons over, and we know it. All right, I wanted to mix in a couple of other things here as well. Like, you know, we do a segment with numbers. It's called, I was going to say, it's called How Many Numbers Do You Have? And we have a lot of numbers. It's not called that. But I saw this and I thought of it because the Superman JFK comic book art, there was a crazy thing, and I happened to it's probably linked all over the place now, but I happened to see it earlier in the day, and, you know, it's that whole collectible thing. It's what you have, it's what, if you sell it, it's what somebody will pay for it, you know, that old saying. Well, there's actually cover art from this comic book that has Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent, as President JFK in disguise. So you can imagine, we just had the 50th anniversary of the death of John F. Kennedy. So Kurt Swan's original cover, he's the guy who did it, for Action Comics, sold at auction last week for an incredible record of $112,000. $112,000. On the cover, Superman is shaking hands with Clark Kent and asks the reader, who is the mystery masquerader? So the general manager of this collectibles store says the comic book came out days after the president was shot. So it was already in the works, but it came out right then, right after his death, November 22nd, 1963, and the coincidence made the comic book legendary. And the timing of the auction, of course, was obviously planned to coincide with the 50th anniversary of that. But I think what's wild is that they had this in the works, and who knew what was going to happen. Then he's assassinated, and people's jaws just dropped. Because, you know, Superman portraying him as Clark Kent, and then that horrible thing happens in Texas. So the fact that it went for that much money, I guess, isn't a surprise given what weekend or what day, what week we just went through. That was over Friday and then over the weekend. So people were paying attention, and obviously that auction house was paying attention because they knew they would draw a lot of people to it. But I don't think it's shocking as to how many people bid on it, because apparently there were a lot of people bidding on it. That's how it got so high. And the fact that they ended up selling it for, you know, that much money. That old thing, like I said, it's worth what someone will pay for it. But because of the lore, the history and everything else of JFK, it made it that much more intriguing, I think, for somebody to want to get a copy of that. Because how many of those are floating around anyway? It's like when you go to throw stuff away, especially if there's some correlation with a piece of history. Do you ever think to yourself, geez, what is this going to be worth? Remember those Beanie Babies, the Beanie Baby craze? And then if people sold them at the right time, they got a pretty good return on their investment. Or it used to be baseball cards and the ones that weren't out of the packaging, and rookie cards, certain rookie cards. And still today, there is the rookie card that will end up getting you a lot of money or a decent amount of money at an auction for the right, to the right person and for the right price, I guess, is the thing. So since we started talking about numbers a little bit, in a different way, going from paying for a piece of history, there's another crazy thing. It's like this lottery cheating deal. Now, we've had problems with people who have split lottery tickets with friends or co-workers or whatever, and then they didn't get their chunk of the cash they were supposed to get. And, you know, here's what happened. There's a guy and his father, who were accused of planning to cash a lottery winner's $1 million scratch-off ticket. Well, how did they get the scratch-off ticket? So here's the deal. Here's what you have to know. Kareem Jabag and his father, Nabil Jabag, they were, this was at a deli and grocery in Hempstead, New York. So this is the store's owner and his son. They ended up getting arraigned over the weekend on grand larceny charges because they say that they cheated an unnamed lottery winner whose ticket was actually worth 1,000 times what they gave him. And what happened was they had this lottery machine. They had a malfunctioning lottery machine, is what their attorney is saying, supposedly. But the winner didn't realize, the victim didn't speak English. He thought he had a winning scratch-off ticket, handed to the clerk, who was the kid, and to scan it into the computer and confirm the winnings. And so what happened was they told him the ticket was worth $1,000, gave him that amount in cash in exchange for the ticket, but the scratch-off ticket was really worth $1 million. And the guy didn't realize it. So apparently somehow he figured that something wasn't right. And he just thought something was wrong with it. And he went back to the store and started to question the kid clerk. And then he said to him, I'll give you 10 grand as long as you don't involve the police. So what do you think they did? Of course, the guy who spoke no English got somebody to call the police for him because the ticket was $1 million. It was $1 million ticket. And something that they did tipped him off, even though he didn't speak the language, that it wasn't right, that he was getting ripped off. So now they own a grocery store. I'm sure they'll be able to, as long as they have all the evidence, they'll be able to nail this shut. What idiots thinking that they could do that? You know, when you get these people get these schemes, these ideas that they can cheat the lottery or cheat the winner. But usually it's about a ticket and who paid for it and how many people threw in on it and all that kind of stuff. All right, be careful out there if you're moving across the land right now, especially in those stretches where we're starting to see some of that sleet and rain and slick roads. And thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.